In this week's Torah portion, Parshas Vayera, a defining event in Jewish history begins, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. As the events begin to unfold, God unleashes on the Egyptians a terrifying array of plagues. All the water in Egypt turns to blood, frogs infest the country. The seventh plague is the plague of hail. Hailstones rain down on Egypt, destroying everything that's left out in the field, whether they be plants, animals, servants, or the Mitzrim themselves, the Egyptians themselves. Following the conclusion of this terrifying plague, Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, says to Moshe, Chatasi hapam, I have sinned this time. Hashem hatzadik, God is the righteous one, va'ani va'ami harishayim, I and my nation are the wicked ones. The Riva, one of the early commentators on the Torah, wonders what was unique about this plague, the seventh plague of hail, that prompted Paro to recognize that he was wicked and Hashem was righteous. The Riva answers by looking back at the events that preceded the onset of the plague of Barad, of hail. Moshe was sent to Paro by God to warn the Mitzrim of the onset of the plague. Moshe explained to them that anybody who wanted to avoid the impact of the plague of hail should take all of their animals and their servants inside prior to the beginning of the plague. What was unique about this plague is that it was the only plague that the Mitzrim were able to completely avoid had they listened to Moshe's warning. What we see from these events with Paro is that each human being is endowed by God with an innate and powerful ability to feel gratitude. Even somebody as wicked as Paro, who enslaved and persecuted the Jews, had this innate ability to recognize a chesed, a kindness done by somebody else towards him. Oftentimes in life, we are faced with a situation where we're trying to build a relationship with somebody else or influence a friend or family member who has strayed onto a dangerous path. Rather than threatening them or warning them of the dire consequences of their actions, the most powerful thing that we can do is demonstrate our genuine care and concern for them. As shown by Paro's recognition of God's kindness, a person's ability to feel gratitude is even more powerful than his desire for self-preservation or his fear of punishment. This ability to recognize kindness and show gratitude can also be an extremely powerful tool for us as we try to develop and strengthen our relationship with God. By focusing on all the kindness that Hashem has bestowed upon us since our birth, life itself, our material possessions, and our families, we can strengthen and improve our relationship and love for God. If this trait of gratitude was able to bring the cruel tyrant Paro to acknowledge Hashem's righteousness, how much more so can we harness it to strengthen our relationship with God?